nawu muririmi rweshona.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington this Monday, September the 11th, 2023. And I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And tonight we are discussing the way forward for Zimbabwe as President Emmerson Mnangagwa continues to form his government with the appointment of his cabinet at the State House today. But before we delve into our main topic, let's take a look at what is happening in Morocco. The death toll in Morocco has climbed past 2,000 following a massive earthquake late Friday. Buildings are reduced to rubble and survivors sleep outside for fear of dwellings falling around them. Help in many forms is on the way. VOA's Ashraf Arab Sabadi has more.
A security camera captures the moment a 6.8 magnitude earthquake struck Morocco as a man runs for his life through rubble. It was a common scene last Friday as the quake shook parts of this North African nation. Morocco's public broadcaster, SNRT, released images of cars crushed by rubble, highlighting the challenges facing rescue workers. Much of the quake's damage was in mountainous regions where villagers had already begun burying their dead as of Saturday. And as Moroccans and tourists visiting their country took part in blood drives at area clinics, Morocco's King Mohammed VI ordered the nation's armed forces to mobilize search and rescue teams. He also called for special prayer services Sunday at mosques. Many Moroccans have been sleeping in the streets for fear of aftershocks destroying their already damaged homes. The United States and others have offered support to the government and people of Morocco.
We reached out immediately to the Moroccan government. Made very clear to them that we are prepared to assist in any way that we can. We have the U.S. Agency for International Development, which takes the lead in our efforts, mobilizing, and we're waiting to hear from the Moroccan government how we can be of most assistance. But we're tracking this very carefully, and our hearts go out to the people of Morocco who suffered this devastating earthquake, and we stand ready to help in any way that we can.
For those living through the disaster, their government's efforts have not gone unnoticed.
Authorities are doing their best, and even like in the high Atlas Mountains where people lost their lives and where that earthquake hit harder, they're trying to help. And I'm very sure that our people, our Moroccan people and our Moroccan community can get together and we can go through this.
Morocco has not seen this powerful an earthquake since 2004, when a magnitude 6.3 quake killed more than 550 people in one of the country's poorer regions. Morocco's worst earthquake in modern times happened in 1960. It destroyed most of the popular tourist destination of Agadir and killed at least 12,000 people. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Now, back to our main topic of the day. President Mnangagwa has appointed his cabinet that saw key changes and recycling of other ministers. Mr. Mnangagwa has appointed 26 cabinet ministers and 10 provincial ministers. Former Information Minister Monica Muchangwa has been moved to the Women's Ministry. July Moyo was moved from local government to the Ministry of Public Service. Winston Shitando takes over as local government minister. Tuli Ncube retains the Finance Ministry, while Jenfan Muswere is the new Information Minister. Minister Kazembe Kazembe returned the Home Affairs Ministry, as did Ziyambi Ziyambi, who returned the Justice Ministry. Kirsty Coventry also retained her Sports Ministry, which has been diluted, while Tatenda Matevera is the new Minister of ICT. And the Tourism and Hospitality Ministry will now be headed by Barbara Rozi and deputized by Tongai Mnangagwa. Meanwhile, in Harare, councillors today voted Ian Makoni and Kudzai Kadzombe of the Citizens Coalition for Change as mayor and deputy mayor, respectively. But I would like to first go back to President Mnangagwa naming his cabinet today. Let's hear what he had to say.
Naev, Fenis, this is Fenis. Fenis and Investment Promotion. Professor Ntuli Mure, Ulawayo, Deputy David Udagwashi Mnangagwa, Maine. Veterans of the Liberation Struggle Affairs, Christopher Mtswanwa, Deputy Monica Mavunga. Mtswanga is Mashonaland West, Mavunga is Mashonaland Central. Then Youth Empowerment, Development and Vocational Training. Minister Tino Machakaire, Mashonaland East. Mpamanga Junior, Mashonaland Central Deputy. Environment, Climate and Wildlife. Mangaliso Enyas Novizita Njovu. Mayor, Material and South. Deputy John Paradza, Mayor, Masuzi. Tourism and Hospitality Industry, Barbara Rodzi, Female, Millions. Deputy Tongai Mnangagwa, Mayor, Harare Province. Defense, OCZ Nchinguri Kashiri, Female, Manikeli.
Meanwhile, in Harare, councillors today voted Ian Makoni and Kudzai Kadzombe of the Citizens Coalition for Change as mayor and deputy mayor, respectively. Makoni took his oath of office after winning the vote.
I, Ian Mtetho Makoni, ID number 636769300D80, swear that I shall serve Harare City Council well and truly in the office of mayor, will uphold the Constitution and all other laws of Zimbabwe, and bylaws, rules, standing orders, and resolutions of Harare City Council, that I will not disclose directly or indirectly any secret that is debated in council, or any secret that is entrusted to me in the course of my duties as member of that council, and that in all respects I will perform the duties of my office faithfully and to the best of my ability. So I will.
That was newly appointed mayor of Harare, Ian Makoni. Kadzombe also took office in Harare today.
I, Kudzai Kadzombe, ID number 631 75292 Z38, swear that I will serve Harare City Council well and truly in the office of Deputy Mayor, will uphold the Constitution and all other laws of Zimbabwe and the bylaws, rules, standing orders, and resolutions of Harare City Council, that I will not disclose directly or indirectly any secret that is debated in the council or any secret that is entrusted to me in the course of my duties as member of that council, and that in all respects I will perform the duties of my office faithfully and to the best of my ability. So help me God.
That there was Harare Deputy Mayor Kudzai Kadzombe in Harare. Another mayoral election also took place in Bulawayo today that saw David Coulthard elected as mayor of the city and deputized by Donaldson Mabuto. Coulthard told journalists that he is prepared to hit the road running.
I, David Coulthard, who say that I will well and truly serve. To swear that I will well and truly serve Bulawayo City Council in the office of the mayor, Bulawayo City Council in the office of mayor. So help me God. So help me God.
that there was newly appointed Bulawayo City Mayor David Coulthard in Bulawayo. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. And we're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. To discuss Zimbabwe's way forward and the appointment of the new cabinet, we are joined by Godfrey Kurawone of CCC and Francis Mufambi of ZANU-PF. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Thank you.
I'll start off with you, Mr. Kurawone. You were once a councillor yourself. We saw a lot happening in Zimbabwe today. We saw the president naming his new cabinet, and then we also saw council electing a new mayor in Harare and in Bulawayo. What's your view of what we saw happening, starting with the cabinet today?
Thank you very much, Mavelas. Starting with the cabinet, I'm not seeing anything that is going to change, because 90% of the cabinet that has been appointed is the same cabinet that we had for the past 5 years. So if that's an old wine in new bottles, so there's actually nothing there. The same cabinet that has been ruining this economy for the past 5 years is the same cabinet that we have. We have people like Keith Coventry, who did extremely nothing for the last 5 years, and that very same person has been appointed. And something to note that I've seen today is that the Zimbabwean cabinet is going to be judged to Mnangagwa's touch up, where his family dominates the whole cabinet. We talk of his two sons are in cabinet. Himself is the president, you know. So it's like he's trying to create a monarchy, and I'm not seeing anything that is going to change in terms of development with this so-called new cabinet. And going to the election of mayors. I think this time around, CCC has elected mayors with substance. It has elected mayors who have been tested before. I think you understand that David Coulthard was our Minister of Education during this government, and he did extremely very well. So we expect he's going to excel as the mayor of Bulawayo. And you realize that his deputy is a very young person, Donald Solomabuto. He has been a councillor for the past 2 terms. So he has a vast experience when it comes to dealing with local government issues. And in Harare, as you notice, Mayor Makoni is a mature, stable, calm and collected, and he has experience in leadership, because he has occupied so many leadership positions in different organizations. So that management experience that we have who give him a great advantage in terms of leading Harare City Council. And also that Kudzeka Zombe, the deputy mayor, this shows how CPOC is more concerned when it comes to issues to do with gender equality. That is why Kudzeka Zombe is nominated as the deputy mayor. And Kudzeka Zombe has been a candidate for the past 5 years, and she also has experience. So the thing is, we are combining, it's a combination of experience, knowledge, and also leadership qualities. So
thank you there, Mr. Praone. Thank you.
Expect fireworks this time around. Expect change this time around. Expect development in the city this time around.
Thank you so much, Mr. Godfrey Kurawone. I'll move over to you, Mr. Francis Mufambi of ZANU-PF. You just heard what Mr. Kurawone was saying. He is commenting on the cabinet that we just heard the president announcing earlier on today, and moving forward also to the mayors in both Harare and Bulawayo. Let's start with the cabinet. What do you say about what we saw happening today?
Okay, thank you very much, Madness. As ZANU-PF initially, we are not failed with the red of vomit from our colleagues in the opposition. Because look at it, he's actually mentioning that they are members of the Mnangagwa family or a clan in the cabinet, but he's forgetting that in the previous election, we had Nelson Chamisa, Fungai Chamisa, and Stanley Chamisa coming from the same family and running for political office. These are bona fide Zimbabweans, and they have a right to run and there. They are members of ZANU-PF in good standing. Let me maybe address the issue of the cabinet. I think you realize that President Mnangagwa has announced a new cabinet, and this cabinet is infused with new blood and veterans, which is particularly designed to ensure that there is continuity for national development in line with our Vision 2030 policy. Then this cabinet is also alive to the gender balance policy espoused in our national laws, as well as in any other international instruments that Zimbabwe is party to. This cabinet, again, is also alive to the tribal balance and regional balance, making sure that no one and no place will be left behind. And let me happen to say that this cabinet will, on a paraffin speed, go ahead and make sure that it will come out, get responsive policies that will lift millions of people out of poverty, that will prioritize rural industrialization, reindustrialization, that will make sure that Zimbabwe's state sovereignty is well protected, and that will make sure that the people of Zimbabwe will get what they were promised by the ZANU-PF government to do. Okay, let me also maybe highlight the same issue that my comrade is trying to address, of our comrade David Mnangagwa. I think he's also maybe not aware that this is a very qualified person, in that he is a holder of a Bachelor of Laws degree. He also has a business administration, actuarial science degree from Drake University. And from this, he actually has vast experience working in the U.S. and any other countries. So basically, we are dealing with a person who has experience, a person who can deliver what the people of Zimbabwe are looking for. So definitely, I can assure you that this appointment is based on merit and not any other thing. Right. Then going to the mayors, I think it's actually clear to us that the opposition has been giving Zimbabwe a very big legacy, and their legacy is a legacy of empty promises. For the past 20-plus years, we have seen them changing mayors, but not producing anything for the cities. We have actually seen our cities being reduced from smart cities to become dirty cities. So we are not expecting anything from them except failure. So, Marvelous, I think that is my initial submission.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Mr. Mufambi. Vakuraone, muri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa navamufambi veZANU-PF. Hanziwo kana kwenyu ikoko kuTriple C. Vari kutiwo kwakambenge kuine vamwe vakanga vachipanana zvigaro sei zvataona zvichiitika kumhuri yavamunangagwa yawanikwa ichidomwa pakabhineti. Munoti chii?
Uh, It's marvelous. Let me tell you that the only Chamisa who is really close on Chamisa, we've been contesting this election, is Tamin Chamisa. The rest, so the rest is just Kufana Mazita, but they're not related. And then I want to deal with the issue. Yeah, I told you, this opposition has been in these councils for the past 20 years. Mm-hmm. I want you to educate my fellow colleagues on how council operates. No council in Zimbabwe exists in isolation. That's one thing my fellow colleagues must understand. All these councils, they eat and they feed from the national economy of Zimbabwe. So once the national economy stumbles, all cities, they are affected directly and indirectly.
How so?
Okay. Like I said, this council, they are operating in an economic environment managed at the national level, right? So, I'll give you an example. For example, when all the service providers wanted to be paid in US dollars, government was busy instructing councils to collect the money in RTGS. So council get money in RTGS, and they want to buy services and goods from suppliers, and the suppliers demand US dollar. So how can council operate in that environment? That's the first example I can give you. And the biggest chunk of rate payers in each and every council, the civil servants, nurses, dead doctors, teachers, soldiers, police officers, prison officers, and other government workers, those are the biggest rate payers in each and every council. And those people that are given peanuts by the government, how do they pay services? So this is the economic environment in which these councils are existing. So there is no council that can excel in a dead economy. So don't expect councils to do miracles.
Mhm. Regaitinzwe vamufambi muri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa navakuraone. Asi pane vamwe vari kubvunzawo pa Facebook page yedu yeVOA Shona kuti imi mataura kuti ava vekwamunangagwa vaappointwa vane maqualifications avo avari kuya navo. Asi ihama dzemutungamiri wenyika here kana kuti kwete ndozviri kubvunzwa nevanhu apa. Vamufambi munoti.
Okay, initially I am shocked at the shallow argument that Comrade Kuraone is trying to bring to the nation. Because look at it, Marvelous, if they know that they are not able to deliver. So initially, why do they even conduct elections? Why do they even have manifestos promising people smart cities when they know that the economy won't allow them to deliver to the people? So it means they have that legacy that I was talking about and that legacy of empty promises. So he actually acknowledges that they are not going to deliver to the people of Zimbabwe. Unfortunately, as ZANU-PF, we have a mandate that we got from the people, and we are focusing on the following. We are focusing on the economic question. The economic question in doing what? In making sure that we attract investment, in making sure that we increase our exports, in making sure that we create jobs for the people, in making sure that we value add and beneficiate our minerals, so to the benefit of every other Zimbabwean. And this feeds
to the mantra that I have highlighted before, which is leaving no one and no place behind. Mm-hmm. We are focusing on what these colleagues are saying. We are focusing on infrastructure development. We are focusing on healthcare, making sure that all our hospitals are well equipped and there is availability of medicine for the Zimbabweans. We are focusing on what? We are focusing on making sure there is peace and stability across the country. So basically, all these allegations that you hear from the opposition, are just about what air. So to say whether or not the cabinet ministers that were appointed are relatives or whatever to the president is not make it does not materialize. What matters is do they have the relevant qualifications to make sure that they deliver what is needed for the people of Zimbabwe. The people of Zimbabwe are not looking for famines. The people of Zimbabwe are not looking for clans. The people of Zimbabwe are looking for a workable economy. And this is what the president is doing. And these people are appointed based on merit. So basically, that we can't reduce a discussion of principle to a discussion of names, sayings, totems. No, we can't do that. Thank you.
Thank you, there, Mr. Kuraone. Manzwa zvataurwa navamufambi. Hanzi aiwa, hazvina basa kuti vari kubvamba mani vawanikwa vachidomwa pacabinet chero vachizoita basa nemazvo. Munoona seizvo?
That's the problem with GNPF people, it's marvelous. Even when they see wrong, they sing for that. Even when they see wrong done by their president, they praise that. No wonder why in 2017, when Mugabe said, Mnangagwa Chiamudi, they all celebrated. But when now came back and said, Mugabe Chiamudi, the same people celebrated again. That's their caliber. They praise and worship even when their president is doing nothing. And even when their president is doing nonsense, that's their problem. They must reform and change from that behavior. But then, I want to comment on the issue, Had it not been the fact that the opposition has been in these councils, I think you understand that wherever ZANU-PF goes, it destroys everything. We no longer have Mazupko. We no longer have NRZ. We no longer have cold storage. We no longer have disco steel. Wherever ZANU-PF goes, they destroy. The councils, they still exist just because opposition has been there trying to defend these councils. From these vultures.
Yeah, but I'm Makadaro Eva Kuraone regaitone tina kola. Hello, kola.
Hello.
Tukutora nani muri kupi?
I'm in South Africa.
Okay, go ahead. Give us your comments.
And this is it.
Mati.
Hello.
Hello, your line is breaking. Can you give us your comments? Yeah, that's a bad line, but I'll come to you, Mr. Mufambi, to just give us your closing remark as we wind down the show.
Okay, thank you. I think in summary, I would say I want to appreciate the people of Zimbabwe for showing sincerity of purpose and against adversity and choosing the right government that will defend the national integrity, that will defend the national pride, that will defend national sovereignty by electing President Mnangagwa and the ZANU-PF government. And I assure you that this government will deliver the Zimbabwe that we all want.
Thank you very much. Mr. Kuraone, your last word.
Give me just 20 seconds to wrap up. Remember. I wanted to say, you guys are not the ones who should be seen on the or be heard promising people. You can't keep on promising for 40 years. Promising.
Thank you so much, Mr.
Kowon. You're the one in government. Do it. Don't promise. Just do it.
Thank you so much.
And the last words are that, thank you, Zimbabwe, for voting President Advocate Nelson Chamisa.
Thank you so much. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Marvelous Mhlanganya, who is saying, have a very good night, Zimbabwe.